Some of the survivors I talked to had to give their reports in traditional interview rooms. Marianne Candela told me about when she reported an assault on her college campus 13 years ago.
And they brought me into an interrogation room. There was two chairs, one light bulb. It was dark. It was cold. And there was a certain kind of metallic smell to the place.
I talked to a survivor named Penny. She asked that we not use her full name and that we alter her voice. She says when she was interviewed, it was in a small square room with beige walls. She described it as cold and uninviting.
You know, the room contributed to the overall feeling that that I was like a suspect in a case, and she was trying to get the information out of me. And I can't even imagine what it would have been like if they had given me a space to be in that felt welcoming, where I didn't feel like, maybe they were gonna restrain me.
So soft interview rooms can really help make this a better experience for survivors. So can having a WEAVE advocate. That's a counselor from Sacramento's Rape Crisis Center who's on hand to provide support to victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Jessica Garcia is the embedded advocate for the Elk Grove Police Department. She's been there for 7 years. She says making sure the survivor is relaxed is a big part of the job.
We make sure that there's breaks, that their food, that there's water, that they are comfortable even in the soft room. Is this an okay place for us to talk? And then it's just starts a general conversation to where the victim is feeling okay to share. And then there comes those the questions that obviously the detective needs to have answered, but it's in a more delicate conversational manner.